Bezus Hashem, this year, Anasha Yatzar should be a schos for Shalema for Yaakov ben Chana and Yeshua Ari ben Sora and Shalom ben Chana. Last time, we learned in the Baruch of Asher Yatzar, we say that if the Nekovim Chas Shalom and the Chalulim would close or open, Yevshel Iskayim, we would not be able to exist. V'lamoid Lifanecha. That simply means to stand in front in the presence of Hashem. What is this addition of Alamei Lefanecha? So we explained that we know that the Tachlis HaAdam, Ma'ashem Shoylem Imach, Hashem, what Hashem wants from us is Yira, primarily Yira Sereimimus. And the Mesillas Yesharim says that Yira Sereimimus, on the ultimate level, is acquired through contemplating, with our Chachma, contemplating three things. The first is that we're indeed in the presence of Hashem. And number two is who we're in front of, the presence of who we're in front of, the Reimimus of Hashem. And the third thing is the Shiflas HaAdam, how low we are. And then when we put all these three things together, then we come to a true level of Yiras HaReimimus. And that's Lamed Lefanecha. And we explained that when a person comes out of the Beis HaKisei, it's an opportune time to be mizbeinin on these three things. And we show throughout the bracha, we're highlighting these three ideas, that we're in the presence of Hashem. Everything is goliv yadu alafana of Hashem. Everything is in Hashem's presence. Hashem knows everything. And the reimimus of Hashem, we realize the neflois habayre, how Hashem is glifnikisi kavidecha, is ram v'nisa. And the shiflas ha'adam, like we've been explaining, nakavim is there to help us recognize the shiflas ha'adam. At this time is a time that we could come to a true level of lamed lefanecha. Lamed lefanecha is the essence of what we're all about. We're me adam. You said adam. There's mem hei ma'oid. There's mem hei oisias and asher yatzar. The essence of adam is that we're a guf and a neshama, and our tachlis is to be lamed lefanecha. That's with our chachma, the koyach of the neshama, to contemplate and to that it should spill over to our guf, that we are oimed lefnei Hashem, that our with our bodies we stand in the presence of Hashem. We would live with that awareness. And the truth is, if you think about it, this is really lamed, the word standing, amida, also connotes that it's usually used when someone's muchan, prepared to do, where he's standing ready, lamed lesharis, that when we live with that awareness that we're in the presence of Hashem, then we're lam oimid lefnei Hashem, we stand ready to serve Hashem. Be'ezus Hashem, I'd like to share with the Olam another way of understanding tonight, lamed lefanecha, which I think it's really two sides of the same coin. They go together. And that is like this. If you think about it, there's one more place in a bracha where we use the words lamed lefanecha. Where's that? So, in very random, in the tefillah of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, in the Amidah of Ne'ilah, we say, Ata hevdalta enesh meirosh, that you, Hashem, set man apart, meirosh, from the beginning, v'atakireyu, and you considered him worthy, Lamoid lefanecha, to stand in front of you. This is the same word as lamoid lefanecha. So there's a fascinating thing I found in the Rekeach on the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, in the Siddur Rekeach. He says an amazing thing. He says like this, Atav Dalta Enesh Merish, he explains, is specifically going on Avram Avinu, that you Hashem, where you set aside, Enesh is referring to Avram Avinu Merish, and he says, V'hikireyu lamed lefanecha. What does that mean? It means, Ato ho'yiso yedea, you Hashem knew, shehoye b'koyach, that Avram had the strength to what? Lamed b'nisyoynes. Lamed lefanecha is to be oimed b'nisyoyn. This is not to stand, but it means to be lamed b'nisyoyn. Very interesting. Lamed lefanecha means to be oimed b'nisyoyn. And this sounds I believe that these two ways of reading the word lamay lefanecha is really this. The word amida has two connotations, could be understood in two ways. One is amida, like versus yeshiva, standing versus sitting, standing. And then also it could mean to stand firm, like nasati mahalchim bein ha'imdim, right? The word amida means not to budge, to stay in one place. Like we say, v'hisha omda laveisein avalanu, that the Bris Ben Amsarim stood firm for us. Amida could mean not stand, but it means to stand fast, to stand firm. I think that's these two explanations. Lamed lefanacha, like we explained last time, is to stand, not to stand. Mucha oimed, to stand ready to serve Hashem. And then this translation of the rekech is going with the other meaning of lamed, and that is to stand firm. When a person is being oimed ben esayin, he's standing firm and he's not budging. That's these two meanings of lamed lefanacha. And if you think about it, this idea of being lamed lefnei Hashem is really the concept of bechira. And that's really also the essence of Adam, like we've been explaining through Asher Yatzar, where who are we? The essence of Adam, we have a guf and a neshama. That's why we have a concept of bechira. Right? A malach is kulei ruchni, right? He doesn't have practically bechira, right? It's everything so clear. A behema who's just a guf, right? Doesn't have the chelak and neshama, right? He doesn't have either bechira. Bechira is us. We are all. It's all about we have bechira because we are a guf and a neshama, and our bechira is like the Mesil Sasharm says. We're in a world of physicality. We are physical, and for us, bechira is oimid ben esayin. It says Mesil Sasharm is. Are we going to be drawn after the physical world, our physical side, or we're not going to be drawn after it, or we're going to stand firm? We're going to be oimid ben esayin. So if you think about it, the idea of Amid ben Asiyanis is also really touches to the essence of Adam. We've explained till now, in the first way, that Lami Lufanecha is to stand in front of Hashem. That's connecting the guf and the neshama. That the neshama spills over to the guf, serves Hashem. This is also the essence of Adam is that we're oimid ben Asiyan, that we're not drawn after the physical side when we follow the neshama. And if you think about it, these two things, these two ways of understanding, is really the two aspects of Avodas Hashem. There's the Sur Meira and there's the Asei Tov. The Sur Meira is that we have a guf and a neshama. The neshama, the guf is pulling us one way, and the neshama is pulling us the other way. Lamed bin Asiyan is to be Oimed bin Asiyan is the Sur Meira, not to follow, to not be drawn after the physicality, not to be followed after the desires of the guf. That's the Sur Meira aspect of Avodas Hashem. The Asei Tov is a step ahead of that, is that the neshama, through our hisbeininess, through our neshama, we contemplate that we're in the presence of Hashem, like we explained, and then that spills over to make that our bodies do the service of Hashem. We serve Hashem with our bodies. We do mitzvahs maisius. That's that the neshama has an effect over the guf to the extent that the guf is doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's the Asei Tov. That we're oimed muchan lesharis, lamed lesharis, lefnei Hashem, that we're standing and ready to do the Hashem, the service of Hashem. So these two interpretations of lamed lefanecha, whether it means to stand, to ready to serve Hashem, and to be oimed ben esayinis, is the two sides of the of Avodas Hashem, the Sur Meira and the Asei Tov. What's the way to be oimed ben esayinis? What's the way to do it? The answer is pashat. Lamed lefanecha, the same way we explained till now. When we live with the awareness that we're in front of Hashem, when we have that yiras haremus, when we use the koyach of asher yatzar as adam b'chachma, we take the chachma that Hashem gave us and we contemplate and we contemplate on this that we're in the presence of Hashem, then we reach a level of yiras haremus, and that is the way we come to be oimed ben esayin. That's the way when we're aware that we're in Hashem's presence, then suddenly things, our nesayinus could fall away because we're in the presence of Hashem. That's lamed. How are we oimed ben esayin? When we're lifonecha, when we're in front of Hashem. And in fact, the rekech, in that piece, it's mashma like that. He says, v'karte lamed lifonecha, like the pasuk says, asher ishalchu avoysai lifonecha, ishalich lifonai v'hei samim. To be hoylich lefnei Hashem, that's the idea of hoylich lefnei Hashem, to living the awareness that we're in front of. Avraham Avinu lived with the awareness. He was mishalich lefnei Hashem. He lived with the awareness that he's in front of Hashem. And that's the way Avraham Avinu was oimed ben esayin, through the awareness of standing in front of Hashem. So it comes out that the two elements of Avodas Hashem, the two ideas of lamed lefanecha, to be oimed, to be stand ready with our bodies to serve Hashem, lamed lesharis, and also to be oimed ben esayin, both of them are through the lefanecha. The awareness, the Yiras HaRoimimus, the awareness that we're Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that we're in the presence of Hashem, when we live with that, we come to a level of we're in the awareness, we recognize that Hashem is there, and we're in His presence. That could help us with these on these two fronts, in the Sur Meirah and the Asei Taif. Like this, the Ramah says that in Siman Aleph, in the beginning of Ar Chaim, he quotes from the Rambam, Maranavuchim, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid, a person should live with the awareness of that he's in front of Hashem, Hu Klal Godol B'Torah. It's a tremendous rule, a klal in the Torah, Ubimailois HaTzadikim, and from the Mailois, the attributes of Tzadikim, Asher Holchim Lifnei Hoelekim, that they go, that they live with the awareness of Hashem. So I want to read to you the Vilna Gaon, the Be'er HaGra, says over here. He brings a source for all the everything here. And he says like this, what's the source of this concept that Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samir, to be Hoylich Lefnei Hashem, to live with that awareness, is the Mailas HaTzadikim. Mailas HaTzadikim. So he brings several psukim. By Noyach, Ish Tzadik Tam Hoya, like it says, Esolikim, His Halech Noyach. The mile of a tzaddik is that he's his halach noach, that he's his hesolekim, that he's his halach lefnei Hashem, that he's living with the awareness of Hashem. V'chein b'chanoich, v'chein b'ovois, asher is halchu avois ha'ilofanov. Then the Vilna Gaon ends off with four very interesting words. He says, v'zehu kol milas hatzadikim. This is the entirety of the mile of a tzaddik. Kol Maila Tzadikim. The whole Maila of a Tzadik, you want to know in a nutshell, what's the Maila of a Tzadik? The Maila of a Tzadik is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samir, Asher Holchim Lefnei Olekim. Unbelievable. What's the pshat of this? The Maila of a Tzadik is Lefnei Hashem. What is the idea? I think the pshat is, what's a Tzadik? We find, who's the quintessential example in the Torah of someone who's Oymed bin Asayin. Yosef HaTzadik, right? A Tzadik, Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik. A Tzadik is someone that's Oymed bin Asayin. And a Tzadik is someone who's Oymed bin Asayin. In fact, a very interesting thing, but Tzadik, in Sifkas HaTzadik, Ois Samach Beis, he says a very interesting idea. He writes that there's different milas that different Tzadikim throughout their generations like took for themselves and gave to their children. He says, Milas Harbiyesh, there's many different Milas, Vekulam Zochu Kfar Gedeli Hadiris. Different Gedelim throughout the Diris were Zeichet to certain things, Venotlam, and they took it for themselves, Vezochu Levneim Achareim, and they gave it over to the Enoklach. He gives examples. The shame Tohar, Levi got, and he gives it over to his Enoklach. Aaron is Kaddish, he's a Kaddish, and he gives it over, right? Like Disha Kaddish Kaddoshim. David HaMelech got the shame Chosid, right? He Chosid Ani. Says Reb Tzadik, Umaylus shame Tzadik. The shame Tzadik. Who was Zeichet to the shame Tzadik? Who got that shame? Zocho Yosef HaTzadik. V'notle, he was Zeichet to the shame Tzadik. The pshat is, because a Tzadik, the meal of a Tzadik is to be Oymed b'nesoyin, not to be stead firm. To be oymed b'tzitke. That's the idea of a tzaddik. Like Rashi says in the beginning of Parsha Shemos, right? Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Kol nefesh yoytze yerach Yaakov shivim nefesh v'yosef haye b'mitzrayim." What's the pasuk saying? V'yosef haye b'mitzrayim. Right? Says Rashi, "Hu Yosef lo yidiach tzidkasi shel Yosef. Hu Yosef aroy tzayin aviv." Who Yosef Shohayu b'Mitzrayim? He was in the Tumas Haaretz of Mitzrayim. V'nasa Melech, and he became a Melech. V'om Oymed b'Tzidka. He was Oymed b'Tzidka. He was stead firm in his tzidkas. That's the idea of a tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone who's Oymed b'Tzidka. Who's lamoid lefanecha. In fact, Noam, the lamoid is gematria Yosef. Yosef is the v'lamoid. He's the v'lamoid. The midah of Yosef is to be v'lamoid, to be Oymed bin Asayin. And that's, we know, Yosef is the mid of Yesoid. We know there's an idea. Tzadik Yesoid Olam. If you think about it, what's the idea? A tzadik is the foundation of the world. What's a foundation? Foundation, is when you want to know that the building, that the structure is going to stay strong, you build a foundation. The foundation itself has to be steadfast, can't budge, right? If it, as strong as that's the essence of what a foundation is. It has to be steadfast, has to be an oymid. It has to, can't budge, and that's what makes it that you could build on top of it. And as strong as how strong of an oymid the foundation is, that's how strong, big of a structure you could build on top of it. A yisoid, that's what a yisoid is. Yisoid is something that's oymid, that will not budge, that will stead firm no matter what. And that's the idea of a yisoid. A tzaddik has such a strong midah of lamid. A tzaddik is someone who is oymid b'tzidkai. He could be a yisoid oylam. He could be the foundation of the world. Because of his midah of being an oymid, he's going to be the yisoid oylam. A tzaddik is yisoid oylam. And there's a very, very interesting thing. So for you know, I'm hosting tonight, so like this, in the world of, in the Welt of Gematriois, there's an idea that if you have one number that's above this, the next, that could indicate that it has like a koyach goiver, an upper hand, one up over that thing. The Maral writes in their mitzvah that Yovan had a certain koyach goiver, overpower, upper hand, over the Heichel. Heichel is Gematria 65, Yovan is 66. When it's one number above, that indicates that that could indicate that it has that they have a koyach goyver over that thing. It's a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Yuma says that the Gemara talks about the idea that the Satan doesn't have a koyach on Yom Kippur. Satan says an interesting thing. The Gemara in Daf Chof in Yuma Amar Alef says Amar Rami Bar Chama Hasatan. The word Hasatan, the Gematria Tlas Meya. The Shitin of our Bohave. Hasatan is 364. The Gemara says that this in the solar year there's 365 days. He only has a koyach on 364 days of the year. On Yom Kippur, one day of the year, he doesn't have a koyach. But you see from this Gemara that Hasatan is 364, right? Take the gematria of Yosef Hatzadik. Yosef Hatzadik is 365. Yosef HaTzadik, this, that he's a tzaddik, that's what gave him the ability to be goyver, have that upper hand over his yetzer. Ezeu gibra kivish his yetzer. He had the ability to be oymid bin asayin in such strong way, in such an amazing way. That was, he had that koyach goyver because of his midah of Yosef HaTzadik, of his having that ability to be oymid b'tzidkai. That's what gave him, because of his shavisi Hashem l'negdi samid, he was hoylich l'fnei Hashem. That's what gave him the ability to be oymid l'fnei Hashem, to have that upper hand over the Yitzhara and to be oymid b'nei Hashem. And the truth is, this idea of living with the awareness of Hashem that could really help us in being oymid b'nei Hashem. There's the famous Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof Chesam Abeis. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, before he was nifter, his talmidim went in to visit him and they asked him for a bracha. Amru lai Rabbeinu Barchenu, Rabbi, give us a bracha. Amru lehem, he told them, Yehi ratzai, shetei moira shemayim aleichem, k'moira basav adam. You should have your shemayim, you should have the moira, the awe of heaven, like the fear, you fear people. So they said, Amru lai talmidav, ad kan, that's all we should have? Our fear of heaven should be like the fear of people? Amru lehem, halavai, it should be that way. Teidu, you should know. Kishaodam oivra avera. When someone does an avera, oimer, what does he tell himself? Shleirani odam. He looks back and forth to make sure no one's looking. Rashi says, right? Well, levayshe kumayr basav adam shimkein. If we would live with that awareness, that just like the way we're with amongst people, we feel their presence and we watch what we do in front of people. If we live with that awareness that we're Shadis Hashem Lenegdi Summit to that level, that we're in front of Hashem, the presence of Hashem, which says Rashi, Tachtulu me'averis harbe, we would save ourselves from many averis. This idea of living with Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Summit has the ability for us to be Sur Meira, not to be drawn after the physical world, and that is the idea of Lamed Lefanecha. Oh. It's a very interesting thing. The Vilna Gaon over there, he says a beautiful thing. When we quoted before, he says that a source for this, that the mile of a tzaddik is is to be hoilich lefnei Hashem. He says, the pasuk says, noach ish tzadik, tamim, es walekim his halach noach. It's a beautiful thing, the way he's explaining the pasuk. The pasuk says, right, that noach was a tzadik, es walekim his halach noach. Meaning, you know what made him a tzadik? Look at the end of the pasuk, because he was lefnei Hashem. He says, es walekim his halach noach. And it's a beautiful way to read the pasuk. Noach is tzaddik. Why? Because esolikim is halach noach. The mile of a tzaddik, to be oimer b'tzaddik, to be oimer b'nesoyin, is esolikim is halach noach. To live with shavis Hashem l'negdi somed. Just could be we could add one more thing. Perhaps that's, we like with explaining, that really the two aspects, the sur meira and also the asei toiv, are all stem from this yiras harayimus of living with awareness of Hashem. Because when we live with that awareness, that spills over and that creates that we're ready to serve Hashem with our bodies, with and our bodies do the Ratzon Hashem. And perhaps we could add that that's also Tomim. There's two things. Eilat tell us Noach is Tzadik and Tomim. Tomim, right, the Targum translates it to be Shalim, right? The Targum says, Zakai Shalim. Zakai is that he was the Gvar Zakai, that he was pure, right? That he was tzaddik, and Tomim is Shalim. Shalim is to be Shalim. When that's the Asei Toiv, when the body does the Ratzon of the Neshama, that's a Shalim. When that the Shleimus, but in the person, we're not just not following the Ratzon of the body, but the body comes along on the journey of serving Hashem. That's Shleimus. Both of those things. As tzaddik, to be oimer b'nesoyin, that's the sur meira. And the asei toiv of tamim come from one thing. Yiras harayimus, es shavis Hashem l'negdi somed, es elokim es halach noach. It's beautiful. These two things come from one idea. In fact, by Avraham Avinu, we say, his halach lefanai v'yei samim, right? To be samim, to be a shalem is through his halach lefanai, to this all this idea. So this is what we're understanding, that the ability to use our chachma that Hashem gave us, which is the koyach of the neshama, to contemplate the awareness of Hashem, that we're living with the awareness of Hashem, that could lead us to yiras harayimus, and to the extent that we live with the awareness of Hashem, and also that we could be oimed b'nesayin. And that's a beautiful thing. If you look carefully, in the Rabbeinu Yoina, when he talks about the ikrim of tshuva, the first ikr is charata, this feeling, regret, remorse at a person, what he did, a person did. And when he describes the feelings that are supposed to be going on in a person's heart of remorse, of charata, listen to what he says. A person's talking to himself. V'hine, haboire nofach ba'api, Hashem, my creator, blew right into my nostrils, it blew into me a neshama, nishmas chayim, right? A living neshama, chachmas lev, intuitive, right? To be intuitive. The toiva seichel, these could be our different aspects of the neshama. Lahakiroi, to recognize Hashem. Uliyira milfanav, and to come through that recognition, a yiras harayimus. V'limshol ba'guf, and to have dominion over my guf, right? That's bi'omer b'nesayin, v'chol t'leisav, and all its functions. Kasher m'shila al shar ba'alichayim she'enim adabrim, right? Like we, that's our upper hand over the ba'alichayim, that we have a neshama, a chochma, she'yotzer es adam b'chachma slave. And that gives us the ability to be makir the presence of Hashem, and to come to a yiras harayimus, and to be moishel b'guf. That's all these things, and then a person says, "V'achar asher bevor zayis nevresi." That's why I was created. That's the essence of who I am. Hashem made me a human. I'm an adam. I have that ability, and I v'hi behepech mizai. I did the opposite. Lam lichayim. So this idea of through the neshama, the chachma that Hashem gave us, we have the ability to be makir, to recognize Him that He's there, and that brings us to a yira seremos, the limshol bagof, and then that could lead us to be moishol bagof, the chol toldeisav. And just one another idea is that we've explained, we suggested last time, that the brach of Asher Yatzar, this is the essence of Adam, where we've been speaking in Asher Yatzar, that we're comprised of a guf and a neshama, the nekavim and the chalulim. Our guf houses the neshama, that's what we are. Adam is 45, ma'oid, right? Adam is and then we brought down from that from Reb Chaim Vital that there's mem hei tevis in the brach of Asher Yatzar. The brach of Asher Yatzar, as we come to that, through Asher Yatzar, we have the ability to be to come to ma'oid, to that milah of Adam. That we explained last time from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, that ma'oid is when the ra is nepach l'toif. When the ra, which is the guf, which is the physical side of us, is nepach l'toif and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ma'oid. And just perhaps we could add one more thing, that the idea of being oimid ben Isayin also connects with ma'oid. I have a copy here. I once saw a beautiful idea from the... Is that? Oh. From the Ksava Kabbalah, in Parshas Veschanon, on the Pasuk of V'chol Mo'idecha, he says a very interesting thing. He says that Mo'id, the word Mo'id, is Moira on Yisrein, when something has a premise, a preeminence, when something's more than something else. Like he says, the Pasuk is Har Gvoya Mo'id. What does that mean? The idea is that this Har is higher than other mountains, right? Hagavus Yisrein al Shar Horem. Mo'id is that this is above others. He says a beautiful thing. Kfar yadanu, shahabechira hanasuna la'adam. The concept that we have bechira, and what's bechira? Like we're explaining, to choose to follow the guf, or we follow the neshama. That's really what it's all about. Bechira is yisroinay al kol habruim. That's our preeminence over all the other creations. Ulezeh tekuna habechira b'shei ma'oid. He says, Bechira is called Ma'oid. Shu'a Yisrein v'ma'oid shel Adam. I'll call Shahar Bruam. Our Ma'oid. You know what our Ma'oid is? Our Ma'oid is our Bechira. We have the ability to choose. The behemoths, like we saw, the Malachim, the other extreme, they don't have that level of Bechira because they don't. We're in this balance. We have the Guf. We have the Neshama. We're given the Bechira. We have a Guf. We have a Neshama. Which way are we going to go? Are we going to be Oymid? Binisayin? That's our bechira. That's our ma'oid over the whole everything else. Our ma'oid, what makes us our yisra and our preeminence over everything else is our bechira. That we have a guf, we have an neshama, and now the path is in front of us to choose. And that's our ma'oid. That's our preeminence. That's what makes us unique and special. In the bracha of Asher Yatzar, we come through the Yiras HaRemus that we build inside ourselves, through the bracha of Asher Yatzar, like the three things that we think about in Asher Yatzar. That helps us come to a level of Vilamei Lefanecha, which is twofold. To come to the Asur Meira, to be Oymid Ben Asayin, because we live with the awareness of Hashem. And through the awareness of Hashem, we're Oymid Lesharis, we're Lamed Lesharis, we're ready to be serve Hashem and come to Lamed Lefanecha. And that's the idea of Lamed Lefanecha, the two elements of Avodas Hashem, the Asur Meira and the Asei Toiv of Avodas Hashem are all in Vilamei Lefanecha. We come finally to Vilamei Lefanecha. Through the Bracha Asher Yatzar, we have the ability to reach a Madrega of Vilamei Lefanecha, which is all about Yiras HaRemus. I just want to end off with a Hargosha that I had when I was preparing the Shir. I don't know if it's a good Pshat, but perhaps another idea to the idea of ending off with Vilamei Lefanecha. That is, that I think we mentioned in the past from the Darkei Moshe, Ramot, Darkei Moshe, the way he explains the end of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, we say, Umafli Lasais, and he says that it's impossible, the idea of Mafli Lasais is that Hashem interconnects the neshama with the guf. And the way he explains it is, he says, V'yefshar l'neshama lasis pulasa, it's impossible for the neshama to do its job. Lahaskel b'maskolos, right, to contemplate Hashem and to learn Torah, but oid she'adam chayla, if a person's not healthy, right, when a person says echad me'evarf kikov gufay matridai, when a person's in pain, a person's not well, leilenu, he can't serve Hashem properly, right? Valkein omar roifei chol basar, Hashem is roifei chol basar, and through that mafli lasais, Hashem gives us the neshama. That we're mafli lasai says that Hashem is makasha the neshama with our guf, and He enables us to do avodas Hashem, the service of the neshama that lahaskel b'muskolais, and perhaps perhaps another idea, just a hargasha that I had, is that when we end off Alamei Lefanecha, we're explaining till now, Alamei Lefanecha is all about that Alamei Lefanecha means to serve you, Hashem. To be stand in front of you, to be oimah b'nisoyin, lahaskel b'muskolis, to live with the awareness of Shavis Hashem l'negdi somed. It's, we mention Lamei Lefanecha as somewhat of a tefillah t'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should keep us healthy, he should heal the chaylim. And Lamei Lefanecha, in order that we could serve you, in order that Lamei Lefanecha, if things are not okay with us, then we can be Lamei Lefanecha. So Eibishter, you should please keep us healthy and heal those that need a refuah, to be in order that we could be Lamei Lefanecha. So we mention our Avodas Hashem, the Lamei Lefanecha, in the Bracha Vashi Yatzar, as somewhat of a tefillah. Perhaps it's like a hidden tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, please, you should keep us healthy. Why? In order that we could do your Avodas Hashem. You want us to do Avodas Hashem. So please, Hashem, you should give us a refuah and you should keep us healthy, that it could be Lamei Lefanecha, and the Shetaka be a schus, that all the chaylam should have refuah shalema, karev,
v'danach
shkach, v'danach.
Hey.